Thank you for joining us today. We're talking about trusting God during hard times or in the face of loss. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not partially, but with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. This is telling me that it is possible to partially trust God, but He wants us to trust Him completely. The problem is when we trust Him partially, He doesn't get all of the glory. And for us to trust Him completely means He gets all of the glory. Oftentimes when we have plan B, we are proving that we don't really trust Him. And when we burn our bridges with the world, we prove that we trust Him. When we stand up for Him, even when it means we're gonna lose favor with the world, now we trust in God. I don't know about you, but I've been extremely concerned about the amount of famous ministers, musicians, and so forth who go on talk shows but cannot side with scriptures when they get asked tough questions. It's a real concerning issue, and it's really a trust issue because you know that these people don't go on talk shows thinking that, they will never ask me the homosexual question. You know, what do I think about homosexuality? Is it a sin or not? You know, people don't go on talk shows thinking that they will never be asked that question. They go on that talk show knowing that question will be asked. Of course it's going to be asked of them. Let me just tell you something else. They don't go on that talk show. They don't go into that interview wondering what their answer is going to be. They pre-plan their answer. And they always attempt to be politically correct with the answer. In other words, they always try and duck and dive what the Bible really says about it. And please, don't for a moment believe that they don't know what the Bible says about the subject of homosexuality. Of course they know it. And so to assume that they're still struggling to find out what God believes about it or thinks about it is just not truthful. But why is it that they would have to duck and dive scriptural perspective on tough situations? Is because they don't trust God with their lives. They want to create a way around the truth because they trust that they're, you know, I guess vanilla answer on the whole situation is going to give them greater, I assume, greater approval from the audience. You know, and so really it's, if you love somebody, folks, you will tell them what the Bible says. And if they hate you for it, remember that they aren't necessarily hating you because you didn't write the Bible. They are basically disagreeing with what is written. So it's always good for us to just say, you know what? I'm not the one who wrote it, but the Bible says this, and if you have a problem with it, you have a problem with the Bible, not with me. So it is really important to understand, and also the whole thing about the homosexual issue is, what did God say, and do we trust that He knows best? What did God say, and do we trust that He knows best? Yeah, but there's so many other sins. You know, gossip is a sin. Why do we make a big deal about gossip? Well, you know, you have to also see it for what it is. Never do we say gossip is not a sin. We know gossip is a sin. Never did we say that stealing is not a sin. We say it's a sin. Never did we say that fornication is not a sin. It's a sin. Never did we say that adultery is not a sin. It's a sin. We have agreed that all of these are sin. But when it comes to homosexuality, they aren't asking you, you know, whether you are sinless or not. They are saying you need to validate and turn over the Word of God regarding that one sin. They are demanding that you not just accept people within your neighborhoods that live that way or into the schools or allowing people to come into your churches, but they are asking you to validate that sin, to normalize it, to sanctify it, and then ultimately to deify it and say this is love. So the problem with that one issue there, thus the reason it's always brought up in every single debate or every single interview, is because They don't want you to just allow people to live that way. They want you to validate their lifestyle, to sanctify that lifestyle, and to say that God says it is okay. Friend, you can go ahead and you can destroy what Scriptures has built. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. And the reason people have to do it is because they are attempting to be loved by audience instead of just siding with God on the subject. So here's my question. Why do people struggle to side with God? Because they don't trust God. They don't trust that it is the best thing for them to side with. But the Bible says in Proverbs 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. To all of those famous preachers out there that do that, you know, that never really have an answer for the whole homosexuality issue when they're in an interview, the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but trust God, trust God, trust God. We have to trust God in every part of our lives. As a matter of fact, life revolves around the concept of trusting. You don't get onto an airplane unless you trust that pilot. You only invest because you trust. If you didn't trust that specific product or that specific organization, you would not invest. You only do what you trust. All of life revolves around trust. Your marriage is only as healthy as the level of trust that exists in that marriage. You have friends that you will be very transparent with only because you trust them. All of life revolves around trust. You are saved by the gospel, through the gospel, through the what Jesus has done for you when you place your trust on what he has done for you. All of life revolves around trust. The dollar is only as strong as the trust that the international community places on it. But now what happens is when we go through loss, when we go through a time of struggle, oftentimes we struggle to trust God during those times. But those are the times God has really called us to trust in him. You see, this is when trust is required. Trust is not required when all is going well. Trust is required when the pressure is turned up. That is why preachers cave in front of the cameras when they go on talk shows and when they get interviewed. Why? Because that's when the pressure is turned up. That's why they cave. They can't trust that God has said, this is my way. If you cannot trust the word of God, you cannot trust God himself. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Why? Because he trusts you. Because he trusts you. God has made you in such a way that you can trust him. Now, I've learned that the best of Christians still struggle with the question as in, God, if you are good, then why do you allow all these horrible things to happen? But I want to encourage you, friend, that God is bigger than your question. I'm going to trust God enough not to have to always know why God, why God. I'm going to trust him enough not to have to demand answers from him all the time. Let's rather choose to take a hold of the attitude that says, God, I trust you enough to live by your promises, not your explanations. Let's put God where he belongs, on the throne of our lives, behind the steering wheel of our lives. If you have lost a loved one, if you've lost a spouse, learn to trust God. You see, I cannot undo what has happened to you in your life, but I can change what it is doing inside of you. It does not need to determine your future. You see, trusting God means looking beyond what we can see to what God now sees. You see, he knows the end from the beginning. We don't. That's why we can trust him. Friend, to trust God means to trust his timing. To trust God means to trust his wisdom. To trust God means to trust his ways. And that is so important for us to know when we walk through this world where culture is really on fire around us. Everything is burning up around us and people are in such major arguments over hot topic issues like the one I brought up today in regards to homosexuality. But friend, to trust God means you trusting his ways. To trust God means you are trusting His wisdom regarding these situations. To trust God means you trust His timing. So trust God in all of your ways and lean not to your own understanding. And when you learn to trust God, you are not demanding answers from God. You are not demanding Him to explain, but you are trusting His ways and that your life is in His hands. Friend, God loves you, and I'm praying for you, and let's trust Him with all that we are.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.